Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
It's Tuesday, February 8th, 2022. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverins. Thanks so much for joining us across America as we continue with day two of our Relevant Radio Give from the Heart Winter Pledge Drive. Relevant Radio truly is a spiritual family. It's made up of each one of you that is listening at this very moment. We want to grow this family, and we're inviting you all week long to prayerfully support our mission of bringing Christ to the world through the media. That's what we do here every single day. Our goal by the end of the week is $3 million, so we so much appreciate all your generosity up to this point, all of your help. You are absolutely amazing, and we can't do it without you. We're off to a great start overall, but we still need to pick up the pace here in day two. We're at about 17% of the goal. We have a goal here on Morning Air this morning, 50 gifts this hour. I know it's a little bit early, but Morning Air sets the tone for the entire network for the entire day. 50 gifts is really a small number of pledges when you consider the tens of thousands of you that are listening to this hour coast to coast across our great nation. We have another partnership challenge this hour as well, where all donations will be matched dollar for dollar, and we're looking again for 50 persons to step up to the plate. Give from the heart. As Drew Mariani says so many times in the afternoon, nothing is impossible with God. On Tuesdays, I always remind you to pray often to your guardian angel. We should always ask our guardian angels for their help in our everyday lives. Remember your guardian angel today. We start every hour during Pledge Drive Week with the Memorare, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us not only with this Pledge Drive, but also for an end to legal abortion in our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we invoke the Holy Spirit every morning when we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to bring in our very own Glenn Leverins. Glenn, what are some of the big stories happening this morning?
Well, as we're cheering on those numbers for the pledge drive increasing, we're also cheering on the COVID numbers starting to decrease. As they come down, some of the masks are coming down, too, with mask mandates beginning to fall away in some of our larger states. New Jersey lifting its school mask mandate in March. In New York, the governor's hinted over the last few days the indoor mask mandate could soon be dropped. That is set to go away in another week or so in New York. In California, they'll lift the indoor mask mandate for fully vaccinated folks. Los Angeles County not doing the same, and schools could follow soon behind there. In Illinois, a judge has ruled that challenging mask mandates is something that can be done. The governor not quite ready for that yet, but in various spots, John, some of those mask mandates are starting to go away.
It's great news, and we continue to pray for a total end of this pandemic. I long for that day when it's in the rearview mirror, Glenn. As always, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from Matthew 6:21. Jesus the Lord says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." This is a powerful scripture that reminds us of what's really important to you. What is your treasure? What do you value the most? Your heart is connected to what you value the most. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the ultimate treasure. There is nothing, absolutely nothing more important than our faith in Christ. Our Lord wants all of your heart. We pray with great confidence, Jesus, I trust in you. Now, as you know, here in February, we're celebrating Black History Month. Back in 2008, President Barack Obama said during his Father's Day speech that more than half of all black children live in single-parent households. Children who grow up without a father are five times more likely to live in poverty and commit crime. They are nine times more likely to drop out of schools and 20 times more likely to end up in prison. Those are very sad numbers. Joining us now is Relevant Radio regular contributor Damon Owens to give us some perspective on this issue of the absence of fathers, especially in the black community. Damon is an international speaker and evangelist for over 20 years. He's the co-founder and executive director of Joyful Ever After, along with his wife Melanie, a movement to help married couples get the marriage they want from the marriage that they have. Damon has trained over 20,000 couples in marriage, natural family planning, and the theology of the body. Good morning, Damon. Welcome back to Morning Air. Thanks so much for joining us. It's always great to be with you once again.
Thank you. It's such a great gift to be part of your Pledge Week and really encouraging people to be part of what really is just a unique way of drawing Christ in. So thank you for the welcome.
I so much appreciate it. In fact, before we talk about the importance of fatherhood overall and in the black community, can you share with our listeners why Relevant Radio, why Catholic radio is needed more than ever before to give a voice to the pro-family, pro-life perspective that you don't hear in the mainstream media?
Yeah, I think it's exactly what you guys do day in and out, not only providing expertise, but community. Ways to connect with people who believe, so we don't feel that isolation and solitude that in some cases is good when it helps us to build community, but that isolation and solitude, particularly in this last couple of years, really has highlighted the human issue, the human problem of being alone. And something as simple as radio, which, you know, was a big technology shift last century, the internet in this century, you know, when these technologies are used correctly, it really does connect people. It builds communion at a certain level, which should drive us to want to have the fullest of communion. But in the meantime, it's just a great way of connecting humans.
No question about it. Well, Damon, let's talk about fatherhood. Why is the figure of a father in any community or in any culture so important for a kid, for a young child growing up?
Yeah, you know, we have, speaking about technology and reliance on science, you know, when you look across different cultures, across different ages, across different times, it becomes readily apparent about how things work. And this is not just a biologism where, you know, in sexually dimorphic creatures, if I can use those big words, you know, the male and the female come together to create a third, whether it's an egg, whether it's an, you know, a smaller creature, whatever the genus and species is. It's clear when you have clear eyes to see that this balance, this communion of masculine and feminine creates new life. And when it comes to human cultures, we experience this in ways that we search for deeper meaning. So things like religion, Christianity in particular, with our anthropology, meaning our deeper understanding of the origin of the human person, we have deeper answers to these. But everything about the role of the father and the role of the mother can be seen in small cultures, microcultures, larger cultures, and it's really a complementarity of what it takes for a human person to fully develop. How do we come into being? How do we flourish? How do we experience the outside world in a way that doesn't diminish our being, but actually helps us to contribute? Now, I'm using very general terms because we add the religious deeper truths, but in fact, it's the nurturing of the mother that science has confirmed is unique to the feminine genius, and this ability to prepare our children for the future in the outside world is a great gift that fathers uniquely contribute.
Well, Damon, we need to take a short little time out, but on the other side, I'd like to talk a little bit about how fathers represent God the Father, our Heavenly Father, to their children in a family as we continue our conversation with Damon Owens, the Executive Director of Joyful Ever After. There's much more to come after this message from Father Rocky.
Hi, Father Rocky here asking you to give from the heart. Our winter pledge drive is underway. And we have a beautiful gift for you at the $50 a month level. Have you seen this yet on our website or app? It's really special. It's a very colorful frame, Stations of the Cross, with a beautiful picture of our Lord in the middle, surrounded by the 14 stations. You need to see this at relevantradio.com or on the app. It will look great in your prayer corner or in your living room, and you can pray before it during Holy Week or anytime throughout the year. This framed Stations of the Cross is our special thank you gift for $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio. And it's a great hour to give. We have a dollar-for-dollar match right now, this hour, so your gift to Relevant Radio will be doubled. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123. Give from the heart.
As Father Rocky said, it's a great time to give right now, bright and early, and get day two of our pledge dive off to a great start. Our number is 877-291-0123. Reach us online at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app as well. Let's wipe out that need of $3 million by the end of the week so Relevant Radio can keep going strong on over 180 radio stations around the country and around the globe at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app as well. Everything matched this morning for this hour here. Another 46 minutes to go with the Partnership Challenge Hour. 100% match in place. Boy, that makes it even better, huh? That impact is just doubled when you give to Relevant Radio. Thanks so much for your generous best. What a great way to get the day off to a good start. We know you're busy this time in the morning, but it takes very, very little time, you know, under two minutes to make a pledge online at relevantradio.com or even on the phone at 877-291-0123, that app as well. A great variety of thank you gifts. Father Rocky talking about giving at the $50 level. We've got special gifts when you give at the $100 level or the dollar a day level as well. Check all those out online at relevantradio.com. But don't wait any longer. What you give right now is going to go to the same place, do the same good work that what you might give Friday afternoon as Drew has given it his last ounce of energy. It all goes to the same spot to keep Relevant Radio going strong for you. Thanks for being generous. Thanks for your gift from the heart.
Glenn, as I said earlier, we'd like to shoot for 50 gifts this hour. I don't think that's a whole lot when you consider all the folks that are listening to us. It's so easy. They can give at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Give from the heart. One of the greatest doctors of the church, St. Augustine, once said, "To fall in love with God is the greatest of all romances. To seek Him, the greatest adventure. To find Him, the greatest human achievement." You can have it all. Fame, wealth, success. If you don't have Christ, you have nothing. If you have Christ, you have everything. Relevant Radio brings you our Lord Jesus Christ every day. Your gift to Relevant Radio during this Give from the Heart pledge drive will bring our Lord Jesus Christ to tens of thousands across our country and around the world. Please, we need your help. Give from the heart to the mission of Relevant Radio. Make a difference for time and for eternity. RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app, where you can give us a call the old-fashioned way, 877-291-0123.
That's 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com. Once again, check out at relevantradio.com those great thank you gifts, including at the $50 a month level, a little more than a dollar a day, the framed Stations of the Cross, 10 by 12 and a half. This is just beautiful. Something you're really going to want is a great reminder of how you help Relevant Radio and helps build up your faith as well. Love to hear from you right now. Get everything matched 100%. Be one of 50 to get us off to a great start this hour. Won't you pray about it and then call 877-291-0123 and give from the hearts.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start.
Welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Reverence. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning as we continue our conversation with Damon Owens, Catholic speaker, the co-founder and executive director of Joyful Ever After. We're talking about the absence of fathers overall, and we're going to touch a little bit on that absence, especially in the Black community as well. Damon, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be with you.
Damon, can you put into perspective how fathers represent God the Father to children in a family?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is that as I teach a lot in Joyful Ever After and with the theology of the body, that we have experiences in life. We experience things, good, bad, and ugly, but it's that experience of experience. And then we seek the meaning of it. And to understand what experience means, we need authority, we need deeper truths, we need a freedom to be able to see not only our own situation, but what's universal across other human beings. And our understanding of how God the Father becomes known to us really grows from that experience. It's the understanding that fatherhood is about knowing that someone has brought you into existence and has taken the role of ensuring your good. So the experience of being fathered is knowing that you belong to someone, that you've come from someone, that you exist on your own, but that you belong to someone who now has taken on this joyful and decisive role to ensure your good. So the dialogue in the family, the dialogue in this two-parent, intact, ideal family where you're experiencing motherhood and fatherhood together, the conversation that your fatherhood and the experience that you have of me fathering you has a deeper and wider and more stable and perfect reality, that's how we introduced God the Father to our children. That's how we introduced that I, as a man, to my children are driven by my fatherhood. I have been fathered not just by your grandfather, kids, but by Father God, who continues to reveal my identity and my vocation, my mission. That is who I am and why I'm here. So the conversation flows so beautifully from the natural to the supernatural when we have a life experience that gives that aspirational hope to people to see where this deeper fulfillment can come from.
Damon, can you talk a little bit about the consequences, the severe consequences that we're seeing playing out across our country of the absence of fathers in a family?
Yeah, this is something that one of the clues we can have, I referenced the science earlier. You know, when social sciences in particular begin studies and then what they call meta-analyses, you know, where they'll take a study of a whole group of studies, there's incredible interest in the last 25 years in particular, actually longer, last 35 years, about the role of fathers and whether or not there is anything unique that is offered by the fathers. And what they've been able to study that's confirmed everything that we believe in the totality of our faith is that with all of the diverse types of families, and I remember when I was a kid, when I was a purple dinosaur telling everybody, a family is a people, a family is love, that's a family, that anybody can make it, that there's really this interchangeable parental units, and we have all this vocabulary. My point is that social science has confirmed what we know, that of all the different diverse types of families that exist, the best outcomes that all of us universally agree on, education, being able to get jobs, socioeconomic level, being able to resist drug use, criminal activity, all of these things are consistently and irrefutably diminished in the presence of a two-parent intact family, meaning that from the first 16 to 18 years, 18 in particular, children are raised in the home by a mother and a father. Now, there's all kinds of asterisks around this, right? Just because you're in the house and in the home doesn't mean that you're engaging with your children. Just because you're separated doesn't mean that you're not engaging with your children. So these studies look at all of these diverse situations of the family and accounting for differences of race, differences of economic ability, differences of geography and where people live. You take all those factors out and still the two-parent intact family where the children live biologically with their parents increases the outcomes that we want and decreases the ones that we don't want. It's not controversial in the least.
Damon, you turn on the news, it seems like every day, every weekend, all the reports of carjackings across our country, especially in the major cities, the shootings, they're rising like crazy. Do you see a connection in our culture here in America between this violence and the crimes on the street that we're seeing and no fathers? I can't help but think that some of these kids that are doing these crimes, they don't have a father. It's almost like they just don't know any better.
And absolutely. And in fact, it's, again, we'll talk about not controversial. There's not so much the diagnosis of the problem, and that is, you know, the engagement and the belonging of young people during their developmental time, of family, of community, of that inner sense of knowing that you belong and have an accountability and are being, being raised literally by others. When that's lost, then there is that reversion back to, I will take care of myself. And even though there are relationships, friendships, there could be, even work, or there could be, gangs or people do cohorts. That's part of the desire that we have as human beings, part of our anthropology. So when we see widespread cultural increase of things like crime and drug use, dropping out of school, the breaking of family, especially when it's generational, and you see from generation to generation where the cultural experience is not one of even aspiring to having a mother and a father, of not even having a relationship with those two people that brought you into the world. Again, it's not just my opinion. Social scientists is consistent in recognizing this is a source of problem. The challenge becomes in the solution. What do we do? It's not as simple as saying everyone should be in an intact family and all these statistics would go up. We still have deeper cultural problems about our connection to one another, about big systemic structures like education and access to healthcare. There are things that are diverse in their application to resolve the problem, but when it comes to diagnosing it, there's no question that the connection between the state of the families and the behaviors in public and as part of the community are there's a direct link.
In the final moments that we have, what about the situation in the black community specifically, with 50% of black families only having a single parent? Why are fathers leaving their families? How is this affecting the family?
Yeah, that's actually a great question, and obviously one that I care greatly about. And what I think what's interesting is if we look at those numbers, those same statistics as far back as we can go, probably the turn of the 19th century, 1900 to say the 1960s, African American families not only did not have the problem, they actually were one of the highest percentage-wise of intact families up till about the early 1960s. We go post-World War II. What we're looking at is a recent phenomena that social scientists and people who care about this are trying to figure out what has happened in the last 60 years that has flipped that. So in this sense, African-American families with a high single parent, typically held by females, the moms, why has that exploded? And how is that directly correlated to other socioeconomic factors? As I mentioned, education, access to health care, higher incarceration rates, drug use, out-of-wedlock pregnancies. I mean, these are in many ways the consequences, but they're also the symptoms of they should give us a clue about how to address it. I do think, again, on the answer side, on the solution side, there are going to be unique things that particular communities need. You mentioned the cities versus the suburbs versus the urban versus the rural areas. These particular regional differences, these particular economic differences, these are going to play into the different solutions we're seeing. But we should take heart that we're recognizing this problem as a harbinger of the broader culture.
Well, Damon, as always, tremendous perspective. Really appreciate you touching on this important topic of fatherhood. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Damon Owens, the international speaker and co-founder and executive director of Joyful Ever After. We need to take a break. Morning Air continues. Gary Zimick will be with us. Stay with us. There's much more to come.
Addressing those tough issues, addressing the real issues, addressing things that affect your life, that help you to be a better person of faith, all here on Relevant Radio. Join us, won't you? Help us meet our need of $3 million by the end of the week to keep Relevant Radio going strong for three more months. Our Winter Pledge Drive is here, asking you to give from the heart. Help that first day momentum keep rolling today. It's all set up for you, too, with a 100% match. Our Partnership Challenge Hour continues for another 32 minutes or so this hour with a 100% match, turning that $500 gift of yours into a $1,000 impact for Relevant Radio. If you give $5,000, alongside comes another $5,000, and so on. $20 gift matched with $20. No amount too big or too small to be matched 100%. the rest of this hour. Join us, won't you, at 877-291-0123. Join us with a gift online safely and securely at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app as well. More and more folks give electronically each and every time, so you may want to check that out. Folks finding that real easy way to go. Great thank you gifts. We've been known for those, and this is no exception, although these are exceptional. When you give at the $100 a month level, that's $1,200 for the year, this beautiful 8.5-inch tall Holy Trinity statue. Get a look at that. Also, the framed Stations of the Cross. When you give at the $50 a month level, that and more gifts, check those out online. Thank you gifts at relevantradio.com. Give while you're there. Give on the app or the phone, John, 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123. Again, we're looking for 50 gifts this hour. If you've been listening to Relevant Radio in the last few months, we've had some fantastic special programming. Father Rocky's Advent Inspirations, our coverage of the Supreme Court in the Dobbs case, the special other programs that we've had, live coverage from the March for Life, the tremendous outpouring of participation in the hashtag Fast for Life, and so many more. Other great programming that we continue to bring in and day out. This programming has a lot of value. You're not going to find these types of shows elsewhere. Relevant Radio needs your help. Please open your heart and make a difference for time and for eternity. Give from the heart. Support the mission of Relevant Radio at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. We have a special thank you gift for any online gifts. Give us a call right now, 877-291-0123.
Well, how many things can you do to make a difference for time and eternity? That's a really cool way to think about it. Our number is 877-291-0123. We invite you to make a pledge online safely and securely at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. Take advantage of that 100% match going on for another half hour. Get to the phones now at 877-291-0123. Keep that great first day momentum going on day number two. Let's wipe out that need of $3 million by the end of the week. Thanks to your generous support, we want to be here to continue to support you and your faith and your family, all at Relevant Radio. It's a great month for love, a great month to give from the heart.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
And welcome back to Morning Air on this Tuesday, day two of our Give from the Heart Winter Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverance. It's great to be with you once again. Our number, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. Now I want to talk about loving God with all your heart, something that we have talked about here on this show many times in the past with so many different scriptures. This ties in perfectly with our Give from the Heart pledge drive that we are currently living. When asked which was the greatest commandment, our Lord Jesus Christ responded by saying, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind," as we read in Matthew 22:37. Now, joining us for much more on loving God with all your heart is our longtime Morning Air contributor, Gary Zimick. Gary is the best-selling author of Give Up Worry for Lent and a popular speaker and parish mission leader. You can sign up for his daily email reflections or arrange to bring him to your parish by visiting his website, followingthetruth.com. Good morning, Gary. Thanks so much for being with us once again. Always great to be with you.
John, it's such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me back on.
Well, Gary, you've been such a longtime contributor to Morning Air. You're really a veteran of this show. Why is it more important than ever before to support our mission here at Relevant Radio to bring Christ to the world through the media, to have a platform to talk about hope and loving God with all your heart?
Because, John, people are hopeless right now. They need the love that comes from God in their lives. They need it. I'll tell you what, boy, I've been around for a while, but it's a pretty dark time out there, and people need hope. They need to hear the good news, and Relevant Radio is doing that. Relevant Radio is enabling people from wherever they are to hear the Lord's message every day, which is going to provide the hope that they need. A lot of times we think we can get our hope from the world. The world's not going to give us the hope that we need. Only the Lord can do that. And that's why it's so important to support Relevant Radio, you know, because, and I would put this out there, I'm a big fan of Catholic radio, not just because I've been a part of the network for so many years, but because my conversion, even though I'm a cradle Catholic, I had a big internal conversion It came about, for the most part, due to the message proclaimed on Catholic radio. So we need to support your work so that more and more people can be brought to the Lord.
It's a beautiful thing, no question about it. Well, Gary, we so much appreciate all your contributions over the years. Now, let's talk about loving God with all your heart. What does it really mean to love God with all your heart?
You know, John, this is something that we've heard this so many times. We know that, yes, this Jesus said this is the greatest commandment, to love God with all your heart. And we almost can be lulled into that belief that, oh, yeah, I do that. But what it really means is to put him first, is to put him before all other things. And I don't know about you, John, but I fail in some way every day because something always comes before the Lord, you know. But it really means to put him first. It's not necessarily a feeling. And I think that's where we get tripped up sometimes. You don't have to feel that love for God. You have to do it. It's a conscious decision.
When I think of putting God first, it always reminds me of the great legendary Green Bay Packers football coach who used to say, God, family, Green Bay Packers, in that order. You got to put the Lord first. Obviously, I'm a Bears fan, but I totally can relate. Believe me, the importance of priorities, God, then your family, then whatever it is that you do, your profession or your vocation.
Yeah, and you know, John, the interesting, and I used to struggle with this. Well, if God is first, then am I supposed to spend all my time in church? What about my family? What about my job? But really, that means putting God first means loving your loving God through your family, and also loving him through your vocation, whatever your work may be. It doesn't necessarily mean going off to a deserted church and ignoring your family responsibilities or ignoring your job. This is how we love God. This is how we put him first, by loving our family, by doing a good job, whatever it is that we do, you know. And but it's what really matters when it comes to loving God is our intention, is our heart. It's an act of the will, and that's what this is all about. I have to choose to put God first in all things. Sometimes questions arise. Well, do I do this event at church, or do I take care of my sick child? What do I do? And you know, God gave us a combination of common sense, and he gave us himself. He gave us the Holy Spirit to help us to make these decisions. What do I do in this particular case?
Gary, what do you think is more important, our actions or our intentions?
That's a really good question. I think it's both. I think both of them matter. Because, for instance, if I'm going to do a good deed for somebody just because I want to hold it over their head, you know, I'm going to do this favor for my friend, but then he's going to owe me one. You know, that's not exactly a good intention. It might be a good action, but the Lord wants us to do good things, but with the right intentions. And, you know, when we have that attitude, whatever we're doing, if we're sweeping the floor because we love God, we're going to do a great job because we want to do it for him, that action becomes an incredible act of love, even though in and of itself, the action is relatively minor. But it really is both intentions plus the actions themselves.
And speaking about the heart, which is our theme here this week with our Gift from the Heart winter pledge drive, only God, only the Lord knows our heart deep down. If people see the outside, but God knows our intentions. He knows our very thoughts. He knows our desires. He knows exactly why we did or didn't do something.
Exactly. And it's not so much, John, that he needs our actions. He could find ways to get his, you know, to accomplish what he needs to accomplish without us. But what he wants our love, he wants our will, he wants us to turn our lives over to him and say, Lord, I am doing this for you because I love you. And that's what it comes down to. He knows. Other people might not even recognize it. He knows why we're doing what we're doing.
Well, let's talk about a few things that we can do, some practical ways to combine our good intentions with good actions. Can you give us just a few?
I can give you one right off the top of my head, being that this pledge drive, the theme of this pledge drive is give from the heart. What a great way to express your love for God. What better way to express your love for God than to make a pledge today to Relevant Radio, to keep that message on the air. And there are many other things we could do. We can be kind to our families. We could smile to somebody on the street today who we happen to run into. We could call a friend. You know, these are practical, somebody who may be down and out. These are practical ways that we could put that love for God into action.
No question about it. That's an excellent suggestion. That's a way to really put your faith into action to support the mission of Relevant Radio. Gary, a lot more to talk about loving God with all our heart, but we need to take a short break as we continue our conversation with Gary Zimek, longtime Morning Air contributor, Catholic speaker, and author. Stay with us. We'll be back with more after this timeout.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
First time I listened to your program, and it struck me. Did you mention that I was missing the spiritual part of my career? And when you said, write a memo to St. Joseph to ask for a new job, your dream job, the same day, I went home, write a memo to St. Joseph, go to my little altar that we have at home, put it beneath the statue that we have for St. Joseph. The same week, I got four calls for four job interviews. And the following week, I was hired for the job that I have right now, and pretty much is my dream job. So thank you very much on behalf of my family.
Professor Herr, you talk about a miracle moment. Thank you, Juan.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Here we go into the final quarter hour of a Relevant Radio Pledge Drive Hour. That special tingle on the phone lines is there waiting for you. Experience it now at 877-291-0123. Go online. I think there's a tingle on the keyboard, too, there at relevantradio.com, as well as the mobile app. Let's keep rolling on here. Day two of our Winter Pledge Drive, asking you to give from the heart. Help us to wipe out our need of $3 million by the end of the week. That'll keep Relevant Radio going strong for another three more months on the air on over 180 stations around the country, worldwide at relevantradio.com and on that handy-dandy mobile app as well. Great ways for you to help spread the good news of Jesus Christ and His church. We want to continue to be there, not only for folks who maybe can't get out to Mass and have live Mass on the radio every day at noon Central Time, the Rosary Across America with Father Rocky evenings at 7, all kinds of great answers to your questions day in and day out, great apologists, priests, bishops on the air every day here on Relevant Radio. Where else can you hear all that good stuff but right here? If that's worth something to you, there's no particular price tag on Relevant Radio for the average listener, but think about it. What's it worth to you? How much do you spend on subscriptions for various video services, magazines, newspapers, etc.? What's Relevant Radio worth to you? You can just turn it on and there it is, but there are costs involved. Thanks for keeping that in mind. Thanks for getting your money matched right now in any amount at 100%. Our Partnership Challenge Hour continues. 17 more minutes to go, John, at 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123. Give from the heart. We're looking for 50 gifts this hour at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Santa Perez from McAllen, Texas, writes to us yesterday, I have Relevant Radio playing everywhere, in my house, in my car, my bedroom. It's amazing. Christina from Indiana loves Relevant Radio and learns something new every day with all the great information shared on our programs. Those are just two of the folks that have given us so many testimonies of what Relevant Radio means to them in such a powerful way. If you can donate this morning online, we have a special gift for you. It's absolutely tremendous. It's a way of us to say thank you. You're going to receive a brand new MP3 download. It's called The Joy of Confession by Relevant Radio and Morning Air longtime contributor Father James Kubicki, which is on with us every week here. Every week he brings us so much spiritual depth to our program. This is a beautiful MP3 that will allow you to learn much more about confession. So please get online, relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. We need your help. It's super easy, super secure to do it online. Give from the heart today. Get your MP3, The Joy of Confession by Father James Kubicki. Stay with us. Yes, indeed. We're talking about love. Welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks for being with us this morning as we continue talking and discussing the importance of loving God with all of our heart. We're talking with our longtime friend and contributor to Morning Air, Gary Zimek. Gary, welcome back.
Thank you, John. Really a pleasure to be here with you.
Gary, we were talking about some practical ways to combine our actions and intentions. And of course, you mentioned, you know, contributing to this pledge drive we are in the midst of as we speak. Can you think of a couple of other practical ways that we can really make our faith come alive and combine our actions with our intentions?
John, I think one really simple way is to decide to pray, to choose to pray, even though you might want to sleep in, even though you might want to watch something on TV. You know, that every time you make that choice to turn to God and to have that encounter with Him in prayer, that's an act of love. You're doing that. You're choosing to put Him first at that moment in time. Sometimes we downplay that, or we think it's too insignificant. No, that's an act of love. That is an incredible thing to do. Going to daily mass, making the choice to go to daily mass, making the choice to receive the sacrament of confession, to have that encounter, to have your sins wiped clean, so that you can go out and live the life the Lord wants you to live. These are all acts of love, showing God you love Him by putting, you know, this practice, your decision to love Him by putting it into action.
No question, because you can't love somebody that you don't know. So you need to get to know the Lord. You need to spend some time in prayer. I especially believe in spending time in prayer with the Word of God. I think God can really speak to you deep down in your soul. There's things that pop up on the pages of Scripture at the exact moment when you need it. And I think that that's a key in really loving the Lord with all our heart.
Exactly. And again, that's a choice. And I'm glad you mentioned Scripture, because I always make it a point to spend some time with Scripture every day, opening up your Bible and choosing to use that time to let the Lord speak to you. That's an act of love. That's saying, Lord, I love you more than anything else right now, which is exactly how you express your love for God with all of your heart, you know, by choosing Him above anything else at that point.
Gary, how can we be sure that I'm loving God with all my heart?
Yeah, that's challenging, but I believe that's an ongoing process. I try to communicate with the Holy Spirit every day. It's one of the reasons the Lord sent us His Holy Spirit, to make sure that I'm on the right track. And I've found, and I bet you have too, that if I'm not on the right track, if maybe I'm not loving God the way I should, maybe with not all of my heart, typically the Holy Spirit will let me know somehow, and, you know, because that only makes sense. The Lord doesn't want to fool us. If He expects us to love Him with all our hearts, He understands that sometimes we forget. We don't know that we're not doing it. So the Holy Spirit really can be helpful. I think it's important to spend some time in prayer and maybe to ask the Lord every day, Lord, if I'm letting you down in some way, let me know. And I found that He normally does.
What about dryness? There's people who pray, they try to be close to the Lord, but they're not feeling a whole lot. That doesn't necessarily mean that they don't love God.
It doesn't, but boy, John, I do not like dry spells, but I get them all the time. The Lord does that, because here's what I found, and this is the advice I've received in spiritual direction. He doesn't want us to just be with Him because it feels good. Because then we're going to forget about Him, and it'll be all about the feelings. Well, I'm going to turn to the Lord because I need a pick-me-up today. No, He's going to sometimes suppress these feelings and let us not feel anything. You look at the life of Mother Teresa, and that's a classic case, to let us not feel anything so that we will choose to love Him. Again, there's that act of the will, even if we're not feeling a thing. And I think the world has done a great disservice to love by sort of presenting this message that love is all about feelings. We're going to hear a lot about this around Valentine's Day. But yes, there is a feeling associated with love, but it's not always there. And we have to remember, love is a choice. It's a conscious decision. It's not necessarily a feeling. And what we should do, and I have to do this sometimes, is push past the feelings and choose to spend time with God anyway and do the right thing, whether I feel anything or not.
Well, Gary, I know that you've had tremendous success as a best-selling author of your book, Give Up Worry for Lent. Can you talk a little bit about Lent being a spiritual spring training to get us ready for the Easter Triduum, the greatest miracle of all time, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, here in the final minute that we have?
John, thank you for that opportunity. I'm just gearing up to start my Give Up Worry for Lent parish mission and speaking tour. I'm going to be traveling all over the country sharing this message. Lent's a time to recognize that we have become attached to many things that are keeping us away from God, that are keeping us from loving Him with all of our heart. Lent gives us that opportunity to detach a little bit. Worry can be that could be a little comfort for us that keeps us away from the Lord, as can many other things, to detach and to focus on loving God with all of our hearts. It's a great opportunity given by the church.
Well, Gary, I so much appreciate you being with us. I appreciate all your contributions over the years here to this show, and especially your heart that you have for the Lord. I know that you are touching many hearts across our great nation. Thanks so much for being with us.
John, the pleasure is mine. Keep up the good work. Thanks for all that you do. And I always enjoy getting to hang out with you and the great listeners at Relevant.
The feeling is mutual. For much more, you can go to followingthetruth.com. Gary Zimek, longtime Morning Air contributor, the best-selling author of Give Up Worry for Lent, and obviously a popular speaker and parish mission leader. And we're going to move on to another episode of Glenn's Story Corner, as we do every morning.
John, you're going to like this. It's a story about baseball and generosity. Our story today called Catch and Release by Mike Herman. I've been going to professional baseball games and trying to get a souvenir baseball as far back as I can remember. A foul ball, a home run ball, even a batting practice ball, anything would do. I was taking in batting practice for the St. Louis Cardinals, and as I watched Mark McGwire and his teammates, I got to know a 5-year-old boy who was also trying to get a ball. His name was James. He tried hard to pronounce the players' names as he politely asked for a ball. Mr. Timlin, can I have a ball, please? Before I knew it, my mission had become getting a ball for James. For about 20 minutes, I told him the names of the players who had a ball near the fence we stood behind, and the players turned and smiled as James tried to say their name. Still no ball. Finally, I told James he could have my ball if I caught one. I had been unsuccessful in catching a ball for almost 28 years, so that felt like a safe promise. I wouldn't be telling this story if you didn't know what happened 5 minutes later. I caught a ball, and yes, I gave it to James. I wonder how often God wants us to give something until we're willing to give it away. Hebrews 13:16, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God.
I love it. How can you not love it? Baseball and generosity. Thanks so much, Glenn. Coming up next hour here on Morning Air, Catholic evangelist Martha Fernandez-Sardina, the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com, will join us to talk about how love made a slave a saint, the life and legacy of Saint Josephine Bakita. And our very own Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky, will be with us live to discuss the vision and the mission of Relevant Radio and our special Marian promotion, Miracles, Mysteries, and Mary. Stay with us. There's much more to come next hour as the Relevant Radio Give from the Heart Pledge Drive rolls on.
We can do this. Let's wipe out that need by the end of the week of $3 million here at Relevant Radio. That'll keep us going strong for three more months, bringing the good news of Jesus Christ and His church not only to 180-plus stations across the country, but around the world at relevantradio.com and on their wonderful mobile app, too, bringing it to your house, to your car, to your office, wherever you listen to Relevant Radio. We're there for you. We're there for your family. We're there for those who don't know the Lord yet, and who knows, a little listening to Relevant Radio, and they could be nudging you down the other end of that pew before too long. Great things happen when folks listen to Relevant Radio. You've heard those miracle moments. You've heard stories of people coming back to church, back to the sacraments for the first time in decades, into church for the very first time. great things happen when we get to proclaim the good news through the power of radio and the internet and all that good stuff, bringing Christ to the world through the media. That's the aim of Relevant Radio. We're glad to have you on board to make that happen as well. Now, here's the deal. About 4 minutes left this hour in a partnership challenge hour. That means every gift is matched 100%. You give a $500 gift, it's matched with $500. $5,000 gift, we can use those from time to time, matched with $5,000 and so on. Your $25 gift, that'd be matched $25 as well. Thanks for your generosity in any amount. We know how easy it is to give might vary from time to time. We also know that people tend to spend their money on what they really want to spend it on, almost no matter how things are financially for them. We want you to be smart about it. Pray about it. We want you to be generous. We want you to obey that little tug that you're feeling from the Holy Spirit now. 877-291-0123. John, or online at relevantradio.com.
877-291-0123. This is all about giving from the heart. That is our theme this week. Now, how many times have you heard Father Rocky or perhaps Father Kubicki or another Catholic priest here on Relevant Radio talk about confession? The Catechism of the Catholic Church calls confession the sacrament of conversion because it makes present Jesus the Lord's call to conversion. Countless listeners have been inspired and motivated to go back to return to confession by something that they heard on a show on the air, to return to confession after 10, 20, even 40 years. That's what we call making a difference for time and for eternity here on Relevant Radio. You're not going to hear those type of conversations about confession in the mainstream media. Help us to bring souls back to Christ. Give from the heart at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Bring hope to so many across our nation. Give us a call, 877-291-0123.
I tell you, that gift of hope is a real gift. This time of year in the northern parts of the country, it's cold. We get outside, have some fun. That can still be done, but it's not as easy in the middle of winter. And, folks still hunkered down due to COVID and all of that. Relevant Radio here to proclaim the good news, to proclaim that ultimate freedom that we have, to proclaim the good news of Christ, to give you what you need to hear, to bring you Mass and Rosary live each and every day here on Relevant Radio. We want to be that electronic parish that keeps you connected in the midst of sometimes a long, lonely winter. Relevant Radio here for you day in and day out. You can be here for one another with a gift right now. You can give at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app. Each gift, the rest of this hour, gets matched 100%. That's a couple minutes left to go here. Great thank you gifts. Oh, boy, do we have some good ones this time around. Go online at relevantradio.com and take a look when you give at the dollar a day level. $365 for the year. We've got that beautiful San Damiano crucifix, the icon painted to teach the meaning of Christ's saving death and resurrection. This icon, like all the others, a window to heaven, helps us encounter by grace our God who loves us unconditionally and who calls each of us to build up his body on earth. And that's why we can confidently come to you and boldly ask, politely too, if you would give and help us to do that work of building up the church. We can do that together at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com. It's safe, quick, and easy to give online. More and more folks give online each and every time. We invite you to try that. We invite you to feel that special tingle of the phone line in the last few minutes of a Relevant Radio Pledge Drive Hour at 877-291-0123. Everything matched 100% the rest of this hour. Don't let that opportunity pass you by. We know you're busy this time of day. You'll be on and off the phone or on and off the website in no time at all, doing your best for the Lord through Relevant Radio. Everything matched 100%. Check it off your list of things to do and then kick back and listen and think, hey, I helped make that happen. But beyond that, tell your friends about it. Remind them it's the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. Keep praying for us and keep giving when you can. 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com and the mobile app. Please give from the heart.